Welcome to the Niched Agency Podcast, where we delve into the journey of owners who have gone from saying yes to everyone and every project to thriving industry leaders and authorities. Here's your host, Ryan McGovern.
Hello and welcome. Joining with me today is our guest and of course, Niched Agency owner, Pedro. Pedro, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
If you want to say a couple words about your business to open up, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I've been in digital marketing for 20 plus years and got interested in search engine optimization since before Google existed, if you can believe that. I'm an introvert myself, so I spend my time coaching introverts on how to do marketing that attracts their ideal customers in a way that feels natural.
That's really interesting that you picked that area, because it is something that is prevalent and something that I've come across a lot when speaking to agency owners. But it seems one of the questions that I have for you is that it seems hard for these type of people to open up about being an introvert and their struggles with being an introvert. How have you dealt with that? Or has that even been a challenge?
Well, for me it was, but I didn't know about it till a few years ago. But I did know that in retrospect, when I look back at my interest in SEO, it's because it's a way of driving targeted traffic to a website and where people can buy stuff or call for service and without ever talking to anybody. So it's like perfect. And I didn't really know that until a few years ago, but the introvert sort of industry, that word has become popular maybe over the last 10 or so years. And if you go into a bookstore, you'll see there's lots of books about introverts and stuff. So apparently, from what I gathered, there's like somewhere around half of the population identifies as introverts, which just means, you know, yeah, just to clarify, like Carl Jung came up with the terms extrovert and introvert simply as a way to describe how people gain and lose energy. That's all it is. So it's not like if you're an introvert, you can't ever talk to anybody.
Right. Can you give us a quick breakdown of that?
Well, it just means that extroverts thrive from things like feedback. So they like talking to people and being around people all the time because that's how they make more sense out of their world based on feedback with people. And they can be at a party all day long, you know, it doesn't really, and then they go out at night and whatever. But an introvert, we're much more sensitive about how we use our time because we need time alone to recharge. So that's why you have so many actors or musicians even that go on tour or make movies. They're always around people, but are introverts according to themselves, and they go, but they need time away. Like Alanis Morissette is a famous example of someone who really craves her alone time, and her life was incredibly busy there for a few years, touring and making all the records and stuff like that. And I also found the same thing. I started my career as a musician, so when I would go on the road, and I would come home and I would just like stay home for a few weeks and not really talk to anybody. And
right,
stuff.
Just to recharge, like you said.
I always wondered about why I needed to, the pendulum would swing that much. But it was later when I, you know, learned the concept, and I'm like, okay, yeah, then I consider myself an introverted person because if I don't have that recharge time, I'm no good.
Yeah. What I'm interested in, Pedro, is like backing up a little bit and talking about, if you want to mention A Place in the Sun, but like, let's back it up 10 years, 15 years. Like, I want to hear more about Pedro, more about your story in your own words.
Well, since my interest in search engine optimization and web design, the web design part came when I was a traveling musician because we had to try to find a way to communicate with our audience, have them a place for them to go and check out where we're going to be playing, you know, if we had merch, stuff like that. I had a real interest. As soon as I learned about websites and stuff, I got really interested in that. And so that really was sort of the thrust of it. And I got good enough, I guess, at it that when I really I wanted to stop being on the road, I was hired by a firm where I live that was a professional services firm, like accounting and advisory services. And so then there, I started to help them with their website. And then one of the things you find out when you make a website is like, okay, I got this great website. Now, how do I get people to it? And so, yeah. Around that time is when Google was just about, it was in existence, but it wasn't the behemoth that it is now. And so the company that I worked for, we talked about it and we said, well, let's look at this, you know, like people Google stuff, and the phrase Google it was becoming a thing. So let's see if there's a way that we can get on there. So that's when I took a real interest in that. And because I was working there, they would help me with my, you know, education for it, different courses that Google would order at the time, which wasn't much, but it was just, you know, basic stuff. And that's kind of how I got into it and got good at it. And I really I developed that 1-2 punch of being able to make a cool website, but that looks good, but also, you know, is designed in a way to be of benefit to the person. And adding to that, now the actual traffic is coming. They're looking for this service and they're finding it. So it's a perfect 1-2 punch.
So prior to becoming an owner of a business at all, you were employed by this company to do SEO services and online services.
Yeah, in as much as that really wasn't a thing then, but it was, yeah, it's like, let's get found on Google. And then the first day that it happened, where one of the partners came from his office and he said, I just got a call from somebody who found us on Google and they were going to do a project with them. And it was like, hey, this is a real thing and this is a business thing. So we doubled down on it and I've been doing it ever since. But yeah, I was working with that company. So they were letting me learn, and then it started to pay off. So it became an integral part of sales.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That's very cool. I didn't know that about you. If you could bridge the gap for me between that phase of your life and being more of a generalist agency owner and doing, you know, taking on projects that you might not want to because you have to make ends meet. We've all been there. Bridge that gap for me.
Well, I would say like what I do now isn't general, but I know what you mean. So what happened is that I was working with that firm for a long time and that firm merged with a larger one. And then I was working on that team too. So we even have more resources and stuff to work with, more professionals to work with. So we got really good at, we had like writers and AdWords people and stuff. So it was a real diverse, my education was going up too. But at some point along there, maybe 5-6 years ago, probably earlier than that, I started to go, you know, there's people that can't afford these services. They can't afford the company that I work for, but I'd like to help them too. Is there a way that I can help them with their small business or their even side hustle or hobby biz? Is there a way that I can sort of take some of the stuff that I know how to do and simplify it and make and help regular folks?
So that's how the business was born.
That's how the business was born, but it fell into the trap that you already alluded to, which is whatever somebody would ask for. It's like, can you do this? And it's like, yeah, I guess I can kind of do that. And then somebody else would ask, well, I need help with this. And they sort of, I was letting people define what my business was. And that really never ends well because you end up doing something you don't like. And I'm like, and so then the business started to stop a few times because I'm like, well, maybe I just don't go the entrepreneur route. Maybe I just stay working with a larger firm and stuff.
Right. Yeah. That's such an easy way to get discouraged about the business. Yeah, I completely understand that. And when you've got something to fall back on, especially, which a lot of people don't, but you had something to fall back on, that business you could have gone back to, correct? But you kept with it. You kept trudging through the mud. And I love that.
I actually stayed with the larger firm until I finally figured it out. So I was always have this attitude that it's better to have to go from something that's working to another thing that's working rather than, you know, starting from nothing. But of course, a lot of us start there, and big respect to people who like don't have that to fall back on, for sure.
Right. Yeah. They sort of burn the ships and just move on. Yeah. I was one of those people, actually. Yeah. I had a job, a 9-to-5 and like a regular person job at a desk. And I said, no more of this. It was like an aha moment that like, yeah, I want to go back to school. I want to learn how to build websites. And then it sort of just took off from there. But yeah, so more about you. We've got that gap between working for that company and then beginning a place in the sun. But where you are now is so much different. Can you tell me about that gap? Can you bridge that gap for me of how you went from there to now you specialize in helping marketing agency owners who happen to be introverts?
Yeah, I'll tell you. When I got to the point of having the place in the sun is a company that helps do local SEO, I was able to go from all that, you know, people just asking me for stuff and me saying, yes, I'll do it. Or and even not being able to feeling like I could say no and just taking all this stuff and the business starts stopping to going, okay, I'm going to define what it is. I'm going to do local SEO and that'll be the business. So somebody asked me, can I help me with their business cards? No. But you know, and I started to find people that I could refer them to instead of just, no, I could say, well, I don't do that, but this guy's great. Or this girl knows how to do that sort of thing.
Yeah. Be the guy that has the people.
Yeah. Having a list of resources that I could for the services I didn't want to do was really helpful because I didn't have to straight up just say no to people. I could still help them, even though I'm not going to be the one doing it. So that
right. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what sparked the interest in reaching out to us, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Because once I started to do that and I started to promote the SEO, most of the people that I've been in this business long enough that people that know me know that I do this sort of thing. So they would call me even without the place in the sun business, but I was trying to broaden that audience. And what you find is that there's a million and one people who offer SEO. So it's really about, you have to teach people about what it is, why they want it, et cetera. And I found myself not wanting to do that much, because someone who doesn't know what search engine optimization is and that how it can benefit their business really isn't my client. You know, that's for somebody who's maybe on a learning path, but somebody who knows what it is and goes, we really need to start to get some of that traffic into, we have to get that in place so that we can get more people who are looking for our business. That became my focus. And so that what happened is, knowing that there was that much competition out for, I thought, I think I have to go deeper. Local SEO was definitely a step in the right direction from where I started. It was super general. And then I'm like, what would I do for, like, if I was going to start over again, what would I teach myself? What was the thing that I would teach myself? And so then I started, I knew that I was an introvert. And so I said, I know how to do SEO. I said, okay, what would I really do? So then I started to put together a plan for what it is that I would teach myself. And then that's how my introvert practice started.
Fascinating. Okay. So that we've got this really wonderful business idea and this really wonderful place to take it. There are some arguments that I get. So I talk to agency owners all day and I always tell them, if you're looking to grow, get some sort of niche. You can't be a master of all. Get some sort of niche, just pick something and go after it. But the pushback that I get sometimes is that it's just boring to niche because you're taking a lot of that variety out of your workday. Some people really like to have a web design project for a law firm one day and have an SEO project for a plumbing company the next. How did you manage the potential of that boring nature, or did you not see it like that at all? I think you're pretty passionate about it.
I am super passionate. I'm super passionate about connecting beautiful businesses and services with the people that really need them. And to me, it's the same as being a musician. When you're on stage and performing, you do something and then the audience responds. And, you do something else. And it's sort of, you're creating this conversation. I find to be digital marketing to be the same thing. As a marketer, it's my job to put the message in a way that resonates with people. And then I have to adjust. It's my job to adjust to what they need. But I think to answer your question about the thing is, I think, that's a pretty common topic. And a lot of people have a lot of different opinions about what niching is. The way I look at it, I think it's important. And I think the way I look at a niche, though, is not a demographic. A niche is not an age group. It's not, I work with women. What a niche is, what problem do you solve? Then if you can figure out what problem you solve, then that will help you define what your niche is. One of the trends that has happened in marketing, as far as I can tell, is that one thing that people get stuck on with marketing is that when you're in marketing, you think you need to be marketing driven. And there's a difference, but there's also being market driven.
Yeah, explain to me the difference.
There's a distinction there where marketing driven means, what's the next social media platform? What's the next funnel idea? What's the next technique? Basically tactics, which is important to know what those is, but far more important is to be market driven, which is what's happening really with your client base. What are people actually looking for? So that you can tailor what you do based on providing something that's actually going to serve them. One of the things that I go through with my introvert clients is the days of just, I call it extrovert based marketing, but it's like where you put the message out there. And then when that stops working, you'd start putting twice as many. And if that's you put twice as large a graphic, then you email the person twice a day, then three times a day. And it's like this, like, then you remarket them, and then they start seeing your ad everywhere and you're like basically stalking them. And, there might be a place for some of that stuff and it can be done in a way that serves, but I call that sort of like predator marketing, where you're basically stalking everybody. And it might be a place for that. Mostly, what do animals do when a predator is around? They avoid it like the plague. And is that really the kind of effect you want to have on the people that you want to do business with? So I think by changing that story and saying, okay, what are successful brands doing? And what successful brands are doing is they realize that people want to be invited into a story where they are the hero and they get their problem solved and they have a happy ending. So as a marketer, it's our job to create that. And it's not about, you know, adding more information and informing people. It's really about removing the noise. You know, I've heard it said that if you confuse, you lose. So the idea is to, as the marketer, it's my job to clarify the message, make it about them so that when they come to the website, they go, oh, okay, this guy is talking to me. This is exactly the thing I need. And it makes it easy for them to get the solution they need and then have their happy ending.
Absolutely. There's far too many marketing agencies out there that are using smoke and mirror type tactics to gain clients. And it's like, sure, maybe that will get some people, but are you going to have lasting, impactful relationships with those people? No, I would assume if they find out that you pulled the wool at some point, they won't. So yeah, that's really interesting. It's really interesting that you have that insight.
And I'll add one thing to it too, is the, you know, that whole aggressive marketing thing has sort of created a reputation for the marketing and sales business in general. It's like a snake oil kind of, everybody's either coming after you to get you to buy something. And it's kind of like a business that does those things has an attitude that it's like they use their customers to solve their business problems. Normally, their bottom line. Where marketing, actually, I think if you're doing it in the service of solving people's problems, then you're using marketing to solve their problem. And that lends itself much more to what you're saying there about having a long-lasting relationship. And I think, you know, in ways large and small, also changes the culture. If enough of us are doing marketing that's legitimately trying to solve people's problems, then that changes the culture around us.
100%. Yeah. And we see that so much, like from, you know, speaking from an SEO background, and SEO brothers, like there are within our industry just so many SEOs out there that still have these smoke and mirror tactics. And it's sometimes hard to compete with them because it's easier for them to bait people into a sale if they can say, yeah, I guarantee you page one results within X amount of time, or I guarantee you position one results for your dream keyword within X amount of time. It's just not realistic. Whereas if you take a more honest approach of like, hey, this is going to take time. This is an investment. Stick with us. We're here for you. We have your interests in mind. We have your best interests in mind. That works out 10 times better. And that's why we have clients that have been with us for 4 years, 5 years, 7 years.
I'll add something to that. So the working with the SEO brothers is a perfect arrangement for me because I get to focus on the direct working with the client and helping them get to a stage where they're doing marketing that suits them. And they're actually attracting they're talking to and engaging their ideal customers. And then the SEO brothers, I can let you guys handle the heavy lifting on the SEO part and start to bring in that targeted traffic of the people who are already looking for them. So once they got it together and they know they're offering what they really want to do, then you get the right kind of traffic in there. And, you know, the whole thing might have changed because I'm sure there's SEO companies out there that they just promise the moon and, you know, they have better sales divisions than they do have actual SEO services. But I think that's shifting a little bit as far as I can see, because the SEO brothers and what you guys do, you win by doing the right things. And that's why, you know, the customers that I have that have used your services through me are super happy because they know that they're not doing trickery and trying to game the system.
Yeah, right. Everything's very above board, which is kind of, you know, you'd be surprised. It's hard to find these days.
It is. As a person who represents SEO Brothers, it's great for me to know too, that we're doing something legitimate and authentic and is going to help that person's business in a shit above board way.
Yeah. And, you know, being an ethical company has always been something that we've been super proud of because we are in competition with some arguably unethical companies. So yeah, and we're really proud to take on partners such as yourself who have that same ethical mindset. So we really appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much for that insight. I want to give you a chance to talk about your course. Like this is your platform. Tell me all about what you're doing right now.
Okay, well, so what I do when I work with someone is I provide a framework for, like, usually what happens is when I work with somebody, the common experience is that they have a beautiful idea for a business or a side hustle or a hobby biz, and or they have a small business that's already operating, but they're having trouble getting new customers. And what they've done is they've taken the time to make a nice website, maybe even hired somebody to do it. And their first problem is, okay, how do we get people here? So they go to a social media channel like Instagram or something and start to post, try to do interesting posts to get people to be aware of them. But before long, they find themselves obsessed with getting likes or whatever. And it becomes a very frustrating thing because none of it really translates to new customers. So what I do with them is I help them transform that vision of just having a website and driving random traffic to it, or at least like kind of, you know, not super targeted traffic to it, to creating a story-based sales funnel, which is, it contains there a website, but it's a website that invites people into the story and has the right kind of messaging that invites people into a story where they can have their problem solved and what their happy ending and find their happy ending from that. And then also it contains their lead magnet and their email campaign. So I show them how to set up a basic one of those based on a story with a really nice warm-up email sequence at the end so that they know that when, as a foundation for the rest of their marketing, so by the time they're done with me, they know that people who are finding their website, they've given them the best possible opportunity to engage with them and have provided value for them, whether they're doing another job or at home reading a book or whatever, that they know that that website's doing what it's supposed to do. And so that is the foundation that we lay. And because helping one person at a time for me is great, but sometimes there's more demand for my time. So I decided to create a little course. It's a do-it-yourself course where I walk you through what I would do with if you were my client. So it's a more affordable thing and you can go through and I show you step by step how I build those things. So
okay. And who is this targeted towards? Like, do you have somebody who benefits more than others? Who would you like to speak to?
The people that, and this is a great thing that you were talking about with niching before, because while I'm looking at introverts, because I'm an introvert, so I know how I would talk to myself. So I basically market to myself and I find that people resonate with that word. And so if they consider themselves an introvert and they all have the same story where they've had a lot of them have the same idea where they had a great idea and they started it, but it didn't get traction. And so they gave up. And so introvert is kind of like the niche, I guess, but it can go deeper than that. I think introvert is too broad of a term, and that will be refining itself as I go. But in the meantime, I was just thinking, you know, so much of the marketing that I see is, as far as I'm concerned, by extroverts for extroverts. It's all that, you know, get yourself out there kind of cheerleader kind of a vibe and, you know, bigger, it's better. And you got to have confidence and you got to do this. And really digital marketing doesn't work that way at all. Inbound marketing is much more an introvert domain. So that's the problem that I think I'm solving as a niche, is helping introverts see that that's not the way things work anymore. And that there's a better way to do it that also feels more natural to the introvert type of energy. Ryan, that as I go, this niche will be refining itself.
Yeah, you're going through a natural evolution, I'm sure. And it does, in fact, speak to me. I consider myself an introvert. And we've talked about, you know, the difference between being introvert, extrovert, needing that time to recharge. Absolutely, that's me. I talk to people all day long for 6 or 7 hours straight sometimes. And when I get off, sometimes it's hard to go back to like my wife and she asked me how my day was. It's like, man, I've been talking all day. I really just need to recharge. Yeah, that's something that speaks to me. How can these people find you? How can people get in touch with you?
Well, the course is going to be going online. You can go to smartmarketingforintroverts.com. That's where you'll find all the information about the course, or if you wanted to work with me directly. And I'm happy to help. So anybody who feels like that's something that you're struggling with, I'm happy that I can be able to provide you the service either in person or for, you know, if somebody's got a budgetary concern that they can still take the course, then do it yourself kind of pace, much smaller, so that they can get their, finally lay down the proper foundation that they need to give them a boost. The difference that it makes to change your brand from, you know, an I did this kind of vibe to how can I help you kind of vibe. And it's not that hard. But it is a change in perspective.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know, one of the things that is clear to me is that I can't do all of the, and this kind of goes to what you were saying before about working, doing a web design for a lawyer one day and SEO another day. That's fine. But I think there's, that might be fine for other people. For me, it's like, I'm in it to help somebody achieve a certain result. So if I'm, you know, spending all my time working with introverts and somebody else wants to do that in an afternoon just to spice up their day, it's, my service would probably going to outdo theirs because I'm thinking about it more. I'm curious. I'm listening more. And so I think that by working with the SEO brothers, partnerships is what I'm getting at, is the most important. It's a very important tool because I still get to be involved in the SEO world. I'm just not doing all the heavy lifting, but I'm still educating people on what it is. And I think partnerships is a very important part of, I see how my business is going to go forward. Even doing this this wonderful podcast with you is an opportunity for us to share audiences as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why we put so much emphasis on the fact that we have partners. We don't have clients. We're very much like, we learn from each other. We make decisions together. It's not like we're not your vendor. Does that make sense? And I hope you felt that way throughout the course of our relationship. You've been a wonderful partner. You've been a wonderful guest. That's going to be it for us today. I've been your host, Ryan McGovern. Thank you so much for being here, Pedro. It was wonderful to hear about you, to hear about your business. Guys, if you are an introvert and you resonate with anything that Pedro has said here today, please get in touch with him. Throw out that link one more time, Pedro.
You can find me at smartmarketingforintroverts.com.
Thank you so much, guys. We upload episodes every Thursday at 12 Eastern. If you're an agency owner trying to niche and scale your business, I would also love to speak with you or someone on my team. We provide a scalable white label SEO solution. Pedro is one of the people that has taken advantage of that. If you would like to as well, please get in touch with me. My email is ryan@seobrothers.co. Please get in touch with me and we can get a sort of good fit demo call in the books. You can see what we're all about and see if we'd be a good fit for each other. All right, guys. Thank you again. My name is Ryan McGovern, and this has been the Niche Agency Podcast. Thank you so much again, Pedro.
My pleasure, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Cheers.